an interesting story over the last 30 days, and I don't even know, we haven't really talked about it personally, but I was, obviously I know what's going on with you, and I was thinking about it this morning, and I was like, you know, you came into this 30 days with an intention that was related to one business, and crazy things have happened that's kind of gotten you open to the possibility to something else. So, you know, without getting into all the details, just if you could talk about the process of how being able to stay open and how the evidence can come in different forms. If you could share at that level, that'd be great.
Okay. So, yeah, so my original 30-day intention was to, between myself and my organization, have 50 new memberships sold. And, you know, I started down that path, you know, very purposeful. And so it's the end of the month, so we hit 14. But some other good things within that even happened that I didn't even set as intention, which were equally good. So I'm, you know, I'm all good. And that's just really a testament to being, you know, in and doing this work now for over 3 years. So just to sort of echo, you know, you were saying of why continue, because it transforms you at such a deep part of your soul. Because normally, you know, like Darcy was saying, you know, you would get upset or, you know, feeling a little down that this didn't happen. But I am on such a new transformed high. You know, we always talk about disciplining your disappointments. And so for me, I just look at that and it's like, you know what? Woo-hoo, God's got a different plan. Let's see what's going to happen now. And a different plan he had indeed. So not only did I, you know, stay focused on my legal shield, but then all of a sudden I started a new business. Like literally, I've had this idea since 2006 to do this. And just within the 30 days, it just, I mean, it started manifesting at such a rapid pace. I was so completely blown away. But one of the things I was talking to Tasha about was, I forget which day we were on, and it was talking about, you know, how do you know if you're in the right business or getting in the right business, but just really just kind of staying open and getting into the feelings of what feels easy and good and free and, you know, what you're passionate about, and just letting the universe tell you where you're going to be at your highest and best is one of the things I can say wholeheartedly I have learned through doing this work. It's not my job to manage in detail the how, right? I just say to the universe, I want easy and relaxed. I want to do my ideal life. I want cush, easy joy. And I say, however you show up, universe, and you let that come to me is what is the big thing that I'm focused on. And that's exactly what happened. So, I mean, I'm such a high, people have to be holding me back. Like, I'm ready to quit. I'm ready to quit my six-figure corporate job. Like, this is how...
Yeah, we are holding you. We're going to create a new intention about how that unfolds. And that's the beauty of this process. You know, it's just re-intending.